In 1825, Robert Owen of Wales purchased an entire town in the state of Indiana. His dream was to create a utopian society where morals were upheld and people of all walks of life had a chance to succeed. It remains both a dream and a reality here. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. In 1824, members of the Harmonist Society sold their settlement of New Harmony, Indiana, and began a new town in Pennsylvania. As Mary Griggs explains, a man with a vision stepped in and began shaping a new future for this Indiana town.
The Harmonists had sold this town of New Harmony to Robert Owen from New Lanark, Scotland. He had ideas of reforming society.
Specifically, Owen wanted to build a community of progressive thinkers, build an environment where people of character would flourish and, in turn, better the world.
People read about his ideas and they decided they wanted to come, many of them. He attracted scientists, educators from other parts of the country.
New Harmony was not intended for the elite, but for all classes. Mary says he didn't fail in his effort, but it did not become what he had dreamed.
He attracted such a diverse group of people. They all had different ideas, different lifestyles, and to bring these people together with a common goal and a common lifestyle was a bit difficult.
New Harmony is not only a historic site, but a vibrant modern-day town.
All these things that have come through the years here in New Harmony, there's a certain air here and a certain feeling here. All these things have come back, and they've been here all the while, but they've been revived.
Historic New Harmony is today a part of the University of Southern Indiana's Outreach and Engagement Department, a place that still inspires people and communities to come together for the good of the world. Traveling the countryside in New Harmony, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.